This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Three people have now been hurt after a box truck crashed into a sidewalk shed this morning on 29th Street in Chelsea, just blocks from Penn Station. No word yet on what may have led to that crash. No arrests have been made. But again, three people are hurt, a box truck crashing into a sidewalk shed this morning on West 29th Street. The city council is holding a hearing today to address the dangers of subway surfing. There have been six deaths so far this year due to subway surfing. The council says they're seeking to better understand why it's happening and how the MTA, NYPD, and the Department of Education are addressing it. This comes as three teenagers, a 13, 16, and 17-year-old, were just apprehended yesterday after they were caught subway surfing on an A train at the Beach 25th Street station in Queens. Thankfully, none of them were hurt. Another Congress member is throwing their hat into the ring to try to become New Jersey's governor. Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill made the announcement this morning, telling 1010 Winds her main issue will be to tackle prices and cost of living in the state.
Everybody knows the opportunity that New Jersey affords. We just need to be able to afford New Jersey. Making sure we're driving down housing prices, driving down grocery store prices, driving down the cost of childcare. I mean, families just can't get ahead right now.
Sherrill is a former federal prosecutor and a U.S. Navy helicopter pilot who says that her military experience makes her the leader she is. Her fellow member of Congress, Josh Gottheimer, announced last week that he's also running for governor of New Jersey. A heartbreaking new report shows that 1 in 8 New York City public school students was homeless last year. That's according to new data released by the group Advocates for Children. More than 146,000 city students were homeless at some point during the school year last year. They were either in shelters, hotels or motels, or sharing other people's housing. And that's an increase of 23% from the year before. That increase was driven in part by the migrant crisis, but only partly. This is actually the 9th year in a row that the number of homeless students in the city has topped 100,000. Experts say homeless children have less success in school when compared to their peers in permanent housing. Last year, 67% of children in shelters were chronically absent, missing at least one out of every 10 days of school. Students living in shelters also drop out at a higher rate, triple the rate, actually, than their peers. Family and friends are set to say goodbye today to the parks worker who was killed helping to fight the Jennings Creek wildfire. The funeral for 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez, who was killed while helping clear brush near the fire, will be held today at St. Peter's Church in Haverstraw. Flags are also being flown at half staff in New York in Vasquez's honor. Meanwhile, some progress finally in the fight against the Jennings Creek wildfire. It's now nearly 90% contained. Orange County Executive Stephen Newhouse says firefighters are now trying desperately to prevent setbacks.
It's just so dry and there's so much fuel on the ground to burn these forest fires. It's very difficult for us to get them during the nighttime. So during the day, we have to do everything we can to pound this fire and push it back.
Well, for many, Thanksgiving is the time for feasting, but for too many New Yorkers, it's just another day with a struggle to put food on the table. And today, we're getting a clearer picture of exactly how many.
The 2024 Food Insecurity Poverty Tracker, to be released at the Holy Apostles Soup Kitchen this morning, shows that food pantries have become a fundamental part of New York City's safety net, supporting a growing number of New Yorkers and families that are struggling to afford basic necessities despite being employed. A city harvest analysis shows 230 million pounds of emergency food were distributed across the five boroughs last year. Nearly 2 million New Yorkers live below the federal poverty line. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Chelsea.
The MTA holds its board meeting today to vote on Governor Hochul's new congestion pricing plan. The new plan would lower the toll to $9 to enter Manhattan below 60th Street, but the toll would eventually get back up to $15 by the year 2031. Members of the public were invited to comment at the MTA board meeting today, either virtually or in person. Resident Deborah Greif is an advocate for congestion pricing. She says for both transit commuters and drivers.
Of course, I want all accessible train station. I want more updated buses. I definitely want more updated accessoride vans. But I also want the roadways that are on the MTA bridges and tunnels to be kept in great repair.
But many residents are highlighting the burden that congestion pricing would be financially on so many. Ron Mitchell says he's responsible for his elderly father.
I'm actually his caretaker. And so with the advent of congestion pricing, I'll be forced to pay to drive downtown. And then, of course, also obviously to park.
He and many others are urging the MTA and Governor Hochul to reconsider the plan again. After the MTA board vote, the plan still needs to go through a federal review process, and the cameras that were installed to scan easy passes and license plates will need to be tested. The prosecution is expected to rest its case today in the Daniel Penny case, ahead of Penny's attorneys calling their first witness. Last week, medical examiner Dr. Cynthia Harris testified that Jordan Neely's death was a direct result of the chokehold applied by Penny that day, last year on an F train. That rebuffs assertion from Penny's attorneys that he did not apply enough pressure for the move to be fatal. Penny says Neely was acting erratically and threatening other riders on the F train, and that he was acting to protect them and himself when he put Neely in the chokehold. He's charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide, and if convicted, could face as many as 20 years behind bars. The search is now on for a flasher slash mugger in Midtown. Police say the suspect followed a 38-year-old woman into a building early yesterday morning on 44th Street and 9th Avenue, snatched her phone, her purse, and her bank cards, and then performed a lewd act before making a run for it. Fortunately, this woman wasn't hurt. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.